You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around our listening region of Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town. Today, my guest is Samantha Claiborne, mayor of Myrtle Point, Oregon. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor Claiborne.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's begin with geography. Where is Myrtle Point located?
Sure. Myrtle Point is located about 30 minutes from the ocean in the Southern Oregon coast. We are in between Highway 101 and I-5.
What's the next largest city?
Coos Bay, Oregon.
Okay. So tell me about Myrtle Point. What's the land size, population, demographics?
Sure. We're a pretty small community. Our demographics are about 2,500 residents, and we have been a city since the late 1800s, and primarily agriculture and logging is our industries. We have dairy farms, other ranches, and logging.
And what county is Myrtle Point located in?
It's in Coos County.
So why is it called Myrtle Point?
Because there is a lot of myrtlewood trees around here. It was originally called a different name, Myersville, when it was platted by Mr. Myers. And then they changed the name to Myrtle Point to reflect the large groves of myrtlewood trees.
Well, you all are pretty proud of your history there, and I was reading about it dating back to the 1860s and 70s. It sounds like Myrtle Point is a historic town.
It is. It's not the county seat. That has actually moved a couple times, but we've never been the county seat. And it's just been, it's been a mill community, a logging community for a long time, and a lot of families moved here and homesteaded here and stayed here.
Well, how's it sustained itself for so long?
Up until the late 80s, early 90s, like I said, logging was our primary industry, and it afforded people to make a pretty good living. Changes to the logging industry, we did lose some of our population as people had to move for jobs. But a lot of the population took advantage of some job programs that sent former loggers back to college to learn new trades and complete their schooling. And so a lot of people took advantage of that and stuck around. But we have had population decline because of the industries changing.
So tell me about the Coos County Logging Museum.
The Coos County Logging Museum is an interesting building. It was originally built as a church, but because of its dome shape, its acoustics were not very conducive to church services. So that part was scrapped, and it became a logging museum to highlight our history in the logging industry. And it's pretty cool. You can stand in the museum on one side, and because of the acoustics, you can actually, if somebody is clear across the room in another area, even if they're whispering, you can hear their conversation.
That's pretty amazing. How long has the museum been there?
Oh, goodness. For as long as I remember, I was born and raised here, so at least 40-something years.
So you were born in Myrtle Point?
I was actually born in the hospital in the neighboring town of Coquille, but I was raised here.
So what's your background?
My background is I graduated from Myrtle Point, and then I went to college at Western Oregon University and got a degree in health education and came back for the summer after I got my degree and thought I was just going to stay here for the summer and work and make some money, and actually got reacquainted with a fellow high school classmate, and he had just moved back to the area as well after living in big cities, and we started dating and got married and didn't want to move. And so we stuck around, and I worked in the healthcare industry for almost 15 years and then took a job with OSU Extension here in Myrtle Point, the Coos County OSU Extension office, as a front desk person. And now I'm the coordinator for the Master Gardener and Master Food Preserver volunteers in the county.
Okay. It sounds like you have extensive and broad experience. Why did you run for mayor?
I didn't actually run for mayor. So I started my career in city government with the budget committee. At the time, back in 2014, I had young children that played sports, and everybody always questioned, well, where is all the money going? You know, kind of a thing. Like, we pay these fees, but, you know, where's it going kind of thing? And I thought, you know, I can't ask that question if I'm not willing to do the work and find out where it's going. So I actually applied and joined the budget committee for a couple years. And then a city council position opened up. One of the incumbent counselors had moved out of state. And so the city manager at the time asked me if I was interested in applying for the city council position, because they appoint when it's midterm. And so I submitted my letter of interest and was appointed by the other counselors at the time. And I served as a city councilor for almost 7 years, till 2023, when the mayor-elect was about 8 months into his term, and he decided to move his family out of the area. And in situations like that, they appoint from sitting city councilors to fill out that term. And I was elected by my fellow councilors to finish out his mayor term. And then I've ran since then and been elected.
Well, that's an amazing story. So it sounds like you went from someone who raised their hand and said, you know what, I'll jump on this committee and try to find out what's going on with the money and help out. And from there, your political career has sort of just taken on a mind of its own, and now you're the mayor.
It has. I jokingly say I'm one of the most reluctant politicians you'll ever meet. It was never my goal to become and get into local politics, but it's organically evolved into that. And having been raised here and raising my family here, I have a very invested interest in my community, and I want to help make sure that it's a great place to live.
Well, someone who has been born in Myrtle Point, then left and come back and married and raised a family there, you seem well suited for the job.
I'd like to think so.
My guest is Samantha Claiborne, mayor of Myrtle Point, Oregon. So I'm going to ask you a really hard question. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
What do residents do in Myrtle Point?
Oh, we do have a lot of outdoor activities around here. Fishing, the Coquille River runs through town, around the outskirts of town. So there's fishing, there's a lot of hunting in our area, camping. We have a beautiful natural resource area, so a lot of camping and hiking. We also, within 30 minutes from us is the ocean, so there's a lot of people that will go there and hang out. And it's just a nice small town feel.
Okay, so you're located on the river, you're 30 minutes from the ocean. What's the weather like?
It's usually really mild. We get a couple hot days in the summer, but not unbearable, because we do get that coastal breeze in the afternoon usually. Pretty mild winters. We don't necessarily see snow every year, and if we do, it's just a dusting and doesn't stick around. So it's great for gardening, because a lot of people garden year-round here because of the mild climate.
So what is a must-see or do when people visit Myrtle Point?
Probably the logging museum. We do have, in September, we have an annual fall harvest festival that is a must-see, in my opinion. It has a car show, so we get local and faraway car enthusiasts, and they bring their cars for kind of a show and shine, and then a small cruise at the end. There's vendors that set up. This year, we are bringing in some kids entertainment, thanks to a grant that we got from one of the semi-local tribes out of the Coos Bay area. And there will be, in partnership with the fairgrounds, which is also located in our city limits, they're doing a bull riding event that evening. So it'll be a day full of fun for families.
Wow, bull riding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that associated with a rodeo, or is it just a competition?
Normally, it's associated with the rodeo that we have. We just completed our Coos County Fair at the end of July, but this is a special event that the fairgrounds is coordinating, so it's just strictly bull riding. There's no other events along with it, and they bring in bull riders from throughout the United States for it.
Wow. And, you know, you mentioned you had a relationship with the tribes. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so there's two tribal communities, the Coquel Indian Tribe and the Coos Lower Umpqua Confederated Tribes of Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Indians that have a basis in Coos Bay. And a lot of their tribal members live in Myrtle Point as well as the surrounding areas.
So what's tourism like?
Tourism is more geared towards Coos Bay because they have access to the dunes and the ocean and that kind of stuff. We get a lot of summer traffic through because the highway from I-5 comes through Myrtle Point to get to the coastal areas. It's one of the crossovers. So we do get a lot of traffic in the summer, and we're looking at ways to get them to stop in more. But it's mainly a kind of viaduct for the coastal tourism.
Do you have a town square or a walkable downtown?
We have a main street, which is called Spruce Street, and there's some shops and things down there, but no town square.
So what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing today?
Biggest challenges would be keeping families here because, you know, they need affordable living and jobs. And so the housing market throughout Coos County is pretty tight. They're trying to address that in some of the bigger areas, but mainly living wages and being able to support families that want to live here.
What's your vision for Myrtle Point as long as you're mayor before you retire?
Well, I want to keep making this a place that people actually want to live in. And even if their job isn't per se in Myrtle Point, this is their home base.
Now, you mentioned that earlier that you left and came back. Well, a lot of small towns find that it's really difficult once young people leave to get them back. How do you address the brain drain?
You know, pushing for opportunities for living wages, jobs that encourage that. You know, a lot of times industry is a big part of that, and sometimes we face pushback from that. But just trying to find an industry or a job provider that fits our area that would allow them to live here comfortably.
And what would your message be to would-be employers to come and, you know, make a home at Myrtle Point?
Come talk to us to see what we have to offer and how we can work with you to bring your work here.
Well, I know that some small towns, they have challenges with land development, urban development, housing development. Is there any problems there with Myrtle Point or any challenges?
We still have the ability for new hookups for new residential areas. We updated and built a new wastewater treatment plant a few years back. Probably closer to 10 now. I don't have the exact date in front of me, that allowed for continued growth kind of a thing. We have available industrial areas as well as available commercial buildings in the downtown area if businesses wanted to come in.
Okay, well, is there any message for tourists? I mean, you mentioned fishing and I think camping, those kinds of things. In our last 30 seconds, you know, what's your pitch to come to Myrtle Point?
It's a great place to stop, grab lunch, check out the area. We just installed a new dog park in one of our local park areas. So there's a place to let your furry friend out and safely roam for a bit. we're just a great small town and friendly people.
Great small town and friendly people. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you, Mike.
My guest was Samantha Claiborne, Mayor of Myrtle Point, Oregon. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.